إذا يقوت الصندوس ready to dive into the amazing world of Egyptian dining, join me on mastering Egyptian dining etiquette for some super simple tips that will make your meal experience a total breeze. No stress, just good vibes and cultural goodness. Tune in, it's gonna be fun. Using the left hand. In Egyptian culture, people prefer to use right hand more than left hand. Unless you are already left-handed, so no one can tell you anything. And to be honest, generally no one can tell or say or tell you like you have to use your right hand or left hand. But you might meet this in villages. Not in Cairo, not in Alexandria. Okay? Sharing food. It's common for people to share dishes family style during meal. So you're okay to share like the same dish with each other. But I'm talking about the family style. Not all people, they do this, yes, but I'm talking about the most of Egyptian people. I'm talking about the local people, okay? Number three is declining initially. When offered food or drink, it's customary to decline politely at least once before accepting. That's how people, they do it. It's funny, but yes, you, the most of time, people, they decline, like, at least once before accept. It's kind of delivering a message that, hey, give you a lot. You already have a lot of food, because one of our ways to tell that we are welcoming you by cooking a lot and giving a lot of food. So this one freezes. The other people, they just say like, no, first or at least one time, and then they will take it. And then they will take some of it. So yes. Okay. Number four is eating with your hands. It's acceptable to eat some traditional Egyptian dishes with your hands, particularly when dining on items like falafel, ful, and then we use, of course, bread. So you use your hand when it comes to eating ful and falafel with bread. However, it's essential to wash your hand, of course, before the meal. But that's how people, they do it the most of time. Number five is finishing your plate. It's a big argument about this, guys. Okay. When we were young, the most of the time they telling the kids, like, don't finish your plate when it comes, when we visit someone. So, because here is it. One of our way to welcome you, so we cook a lot of food for you. So, we don't want the guests to feel embarrassed if all food is finished, which is mean they might not feel full, they might need more food, they might feel we are not welcoming them very well. So that's how people, that's why they, the people, they do it like this. They don't, especially if the whole, especially if the food is about to finish, so you leave some in your dish, kind of saying like, I feel full. It was a lot of food. But of course, if it's already, there is a lot of food that you can eat very well and you finish all your plate. Once you get older, we change this mindset based on if you are with your friends or not. So that's it. Okay. So it's acceptable to leave a small amount to show that you are satisfied. I know it's opposite from the most of you guys in your culture. No, it's impolite, but in our culture, it's different. So I think you get the point. Okay. Six, accepting generally. if offered more food, it's polite to accept at least a small piece or yani part. So just to tell them like yani kind of gratitude for the host's generosity. Okay. Then taking shoes off. Okay. If you are invited to someone's home for a meal, it may be customary to remove your shoes at the entrance. Pay attention to whether others are doing the same or not, you know. Because some people, they do it, some people do not. But the most of Egyptian people, they do it. And I'm talking about local people, okay? Setting arrangements. In traditional Egyptian household, there may be a designated place of honor for the guest. Way to be directed, you know, where to sit. And be respectful of the seats arrangements. Yani, some people, they do it. Especially if there is the family, there's family invite you. Not friends. Like friends, you know, we always drop the rules as friends. Okay. Then, tipping. In restaurants, it's customary to leave a tip. Yani, usually, you leave not that big. Yani, you just leave maybe £5, something like this, not that much. So you just leave like a tip. Tipping is also like common in other services-oriented situations. Then, engaging in a small talk. Engaging is polite conversation is a common practice during meals. Be prepared to discuss a various of topics, but avoid, of course, like sensitive topics, we avoid it. Remember that customs and etiquette can vary among individuals and regions. So it's always a good idea to observe and follow the lead of your hosts. Showing appreciation for their hostabilities and demonstrating respect for their culture will likely be well received. That's the end of our episode today. See you next time. Ma salama. Yeah.